Shvius, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. In order to understand this Mishnah, we have to review a Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel back in the fourth Perek of Shvius. There, we had a Machlokas that Beis Shammai said, one is not allowed to be Machzik Tova, which really means to say thank you to somebody if they give you Perek Shvius. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains in the fourth parak, because then if you say thank you, you're showing that he has ownership over it, and that's something that either appears like it's guarded, which is not permissible on Shvius, or alternatively, as he explains here in this parak, that if you say thank you, then it looks like schora, it looks like he's doing business with it. Either way, it's showing ownership over it, and therefore Beis Shammai said you're not supposed to be machzik tova, to show the gratitude that one shows by saying thank you. Beis Hillel says it's permissible. Now, our Mishnah says that mi shehayu lo peros shvius shenaflu lo birusha o shenitnu lo b'matana. If a person has peros shvius that he received, either he received it as an inheritance or he received it as a gift, so Rabbi Eliezer says, "Yinosnu la'ochlehen," it should be given out to those who will eat it. Now, what that means is he should not eat it by himself alone, but rather he should eat it together with another person. And the reason Mefarshim explain is because he holds like Beis Shammai that you cannot be machzik tova. So, in order to minimize his hachzakas tova, his gratitude, he's got to eat it with other people. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael points out here that it's very difficult to be machzik tova, to show gratitude to somebody who gave it to you as an inheritance, because they're no longer alive. Really, it's really not possible. So actually, he points out that we are discussing a case where even if you're not machzik tova, the Eliezer still made a rule, because in a scenario where you could be machzik tova, they made a rule that you are not allowed to eat it by yourself, you have to eat it with others. Since in a scenario where you could be machzik tova, you would more readily do that if you were able to eat it by yourself. You weren't limited and forced to eat it with other people. Now, v'chachamim omim, chacham disagree and say, ein hachote niskar. They said, you're still allowing the chote, so to speak, because that doesn't really mean this person who sins, but rather the person who is potentially being machzik tova, he's still going to be machzik tova in this, because he's still benefiting. Elo, rather, he says, yimachru la'ochlehen, chacham say you should sell it to others, u'demehem yischalku l'chol adam, and the monies that you get for the fruit that you sold has to be divided up to other people. So you really will not get any benefit from it at all. Now, happens to be the Chachamim themselves hold like Beis Hillel, who says you could be Machzik Tova, and they were only speaking L'divrehem to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that you're not allowed to be Machzik Tova, it's insufficient, his plan, to eat it with other people. He would, in order to truly not be Machzik Tova, he would have to make sure he doesn't get any benefit from it. Now, the Mishnah concludes with one last halacha, ha'ochel me'isas shvius ad shelohur mechalasa. If somebody eats from dough made from Shemitah produce prior to having challah taken from it, chayav misa, he's chayav misa like eating tevel, and this is true not only if you haven't taken Trumas and Maisers, but if you haven't taken off challah as well. And the Mishnah's point is that despite the fact that the produce is coming from Shemitah, you still have an obligation to take off challah. And if you don't take off challah, one would be chayav misa like in any other year. And the reason for that is because although Shemitah is putter from Trumas and Maisras, but that's only because they are much earlier in the process. But challah, which is dependent on and becomes chayav only after you make the dough, one is chayav to take off challah even in the year of Shemitah.